Barbecue Truck and Cart on Southeast Division and 46th. Open Monday to Saturday, noon till 8 p.m. and Sunday, noon to 6 p.m.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of Monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know. Well, thank you for joining me this morning on KBOO Portland. We are having a little bitty pledge drive, just 3 days, and we need to raise, I think it is... I can't remember how much we're supposed to raise. I was going to say 15,000, but that seems too little. But this hour, we need to raise around $1,000. And I know that you will want to join us. I think that this is the time to support community radio more than ever. We have a situation in which a fascist regime is attempting to take power in Washington. The situation is excellent in a sense. Of course, it's horrible. And especially for myself, speaking as a transgender person, not looking forward to this. And I see just how much the sadistic, the cruel, the fascist among us have been encouraged by this election. And I see that it's bound to get much worse. But when I say the situation is excellent, I mean that it really focuses people. And I think we have to take the excellent part of it and make our progress while we can. And this is where community radio is super important because, we have access to the internet. And so we are able to take the topics that we hear on community radio and deepen our knowledge as we go along. That's just one aspect of being in the internet age. But I think that community radio right now allows a gathering of forces. It allows us to get together and focus and understand and feel our strength. There are many other aspects to community radio than that. But right now, that's what I'm feeling coming to KBOO for the first time in weeks. I've just I'm recovering from vaginoplasty. I'm transgender, and I just had my essential gender affirmation operation. I'm feeling very happy about that. Also pretty woozy. I'm using a stick to help me stand up today because that's just the way it is after a 9-hour operation. And we need community radio, and you need to be a part of it. So if you have ever considered joining KBOO Radio, this is the time to do it. The number to call is 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Now, we have big news to plow into, and I want to go right into it. I have, if the... circuits are working. I have two guests on the air. I'm joined today by Steve Rosenfeld, senior fellow at alternet.org, covering democracy issues. He's a longtime print and broadcast journalist and has reported for NPR, Monitor Radio, Marketplace, TomPaine.com, many newspapers. He has written and co-authored 3 books on voting rights since 2004, so that's why he's here. And one of his books is called Count My Vote, A Citizen's Guide to Voting. You can find that on Amazon. It's a hands-on voter's guide to navigating every possible voting situation one might encounter in U.S. elections. Greg Palast is joining us, investigative reporter whose news-breaking stories appear on BBC Television, The Guardian, and Rolling Stone magazine. It was Palast who uncovered how Catherine Harris and Jeb Bush stole the presidential election way back in 2000 in Florida. Palast has released a new movie, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, a tale of billionaires and ballot bandits. And, of course, you've heard Greg Palast on the air many times, and he has been a great supporter of our pledge drive. So I would like to welcome Steve and Greg. Are you there?
I am here. This is Palast.
Okay, excellent.
I'm here too.
Very All right, here. Steve Rosenfeld, I'm so glad that y'all could join as well. I would like to ask you two to comment in sequence. First, Stephen, the recount situation, I think, is this, and I will ask you to also summarize. After successfully raising funds for three statewide recounts in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, Jill Stein's campaign has paid $3.5 million, a rather inflated price, for the Wisconsin recount to begin. And Steve Rosenfeld, you just wrote an article about this in Alternate. Could you summarize?
Yeah, it's actually starting today. The state's 60-something counties are going to pull out where they have hand-marked paper ballots. About two-thirds of them are going to start separating them into piles for each candidate. There's about 15% or thereabouts of the votes were cast on touchscreen machines. I'm trying to find out how they're actually going to examine these cashier-like paper trails, so these printouts that come with it. Every time somebody casts a vote, that supposedly, you know, just print something, and I'm not sure how they're going to go through that. It starts tomorrow in Michigan. It's going to be an all-hand count, which is that's the standard that people think is best for a whole bunch of reasons, which we can get into later. And Pennsylvania is a complete train wreck. It's a disaster. The state Democratic Party there is doing everything they can to oppose a recount. A judge shut down the recount after the citizen petitions were filed in a big suburban Philadelphia county yesterday. If we're lucky, it's going to mostly be like an exit poll type situation that's ultimately not going to be very satisfying. But Michigan and Wisconsin are going ahead.
Greg, what's the latest?
Well, I've been spending a lot of time on the phone with Bob Fitrakis, the chief lawyer. Jill Stein asked me to actually break the news that they were doing this recount because I've been working on these issues. Now, for one of the things, let's get this clear. It ain't the Russians, okay? They're not looking for Russian hackers in the woodpile. That's not the issue. They're not looking for some guy in a cave who switched votes from Clinton to Trump. The number one thing they're looking for in Michigan is that people use these little these cards that you fill in the dots, and and they're going to see if the dots match the totals. That is, if they let them in Wisconsin, it's the same thing. One of the problems in Wisconsin is that the elections board, which is a bunch of political stooges appointed by Scott Walker, it used to be a group of the elections board is a new panel. It replaced a panel that was not made up of nonpartisan judges. So that you actually had sitting judges, and they would decide how the election would be reviewed. They were eliminated, and you have this group of hacks that were put together by Scott Walker. So the first thing they ruled is that the counties actually don't have to turn over the ballots for review. It's up to each county to determine if you can actually see the ballots or whether they're going to do it for you.
How is that not obstruction?
It is obstruction. Get used to it. And the other is they may actually just do no more. A county elections chief has the right to do no more, according to this board, has the right to do more, no more than actually run back through the tabulators that they used in the first place that may have given them the goofy responses. For example, in Michigan, I know, and you see this in Wisconsin, you have a lot of people that voted for two presidential candidates. Now, I know the Detroit schools are bad, but even in Michigan, they know that you can only have one president and vote for one. So that's called an overvote. This qualifies your vote completely. It looks like an alignment calibration issue, and as we know from the U.S. Civil Rights Commission study, that if you're black, your chance that your vote will not be counted because of one of these cockamamie technical reasons is about 900% higher you'll lose your vote than if you're white. So they're going to check that out. The other thing is absentee and mail-in ballots. It's not Oregon, guys. It's Trumpville. And so unlike Oregon, if you have a problem with your mail-in ballot, they contact you. They try to resolve the problem to get your vote counted. In these states, the mail-in ballots, and that's why I tell people don't go postal, they if there's any problem, they didn't like your signature, you put in a middle initial in your name and you didn't register with a middle initial, use the wrong envelope, postage due, all kinds of problems, they chuck your absentee ballot. The Stein operation is going to try to challenge every single one of those if they can. You know, if the state says, well, our rule is if you folded, if you use the wrong envelope, it's disqualified, you know, you're out of luck, baby. And, you know, they're going to have to actually go to court. And, you know, with this short time fuse, we have the Electoral College voting on December 19th. And then, of course, there's another big one, which is you've had, in the last election, we had about 2.7 million provisional ballots. What I call placebo ballots, because they're often not counted. About a third aren't counted. But in close races, that's a big one. 2.7 million ballots, which are provisional. They may be counted. They may not. It's an interesting process.
And that seems like a scam.
Knocking out.
That seems like such a scam to me, the provisional ballot things. Like, here's a bogus ballot for you to fill out and go away. Go the hell away.
Yes.
I mean, that's basically what it's about, isn't it?
Don't scream and holler and complain. The problem is that the one exception was in California when over a million Bernie voters were given provisional ballots, which are still not counted to this day. But generally it's a black ballot. It's overwhelmingly given to voters of color. And, you know, they can and so Fitrake is going to have to, who's the chief lawyer here, and if you go to truthout.com, you'll see the No BS Inside Guide to the Presidential Recount, which I wrote up for Truthout. Like, it's fairly long going through the actual functions of the recount and what they're trying to accomplish. But one of the big things...
GregPalace.com. Well, yep. I hate to interrupt you, but I do have two guests on, and so I want to also throw a question to Steve Rosenfeld. What is the redshift? Why is it significant?
Well, okay, the redshift is a term that came up. It was by this fellow, Jonathan Simon. Jonathan Simon, in 2004, was a former national exit pollster. He worked for some of the polling companies, and what he noticed was when the national televised media was posting their returns after the polls closed with their early projections, they were saying. In that year, they were saying it looks like Kerry's going to be the president, John Kerry. And this year, they were saying it looks like Hillary Clinton's going to be the president. And then as the night goes on, the pollsters start adjusting their numbers. And what he found was that in almost all the cases then, and this time too, and it's not just him, there's a whole bunch of mathematics people who... like the kind of math geeks who like to track this, they found that there was a shift from the early unadjusted exit polls to the later official results, and it's called a redshift because it almost exclusively not only favored Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton, it favored the U.S. Senate candidates who were where the Republicans retain their U.S. Senate majority.
So not only are there anomalies, but they all go the same direction.
Yeah, and then, you know, and without trying to lose your listeners, you get into this line of analysis by mathematicians who say, well, when you have margins of victory that are larger than the polls' margins of error, which is all mathematics, it becomes increasingly unlikely that this is right. There's got to be something wrong here. And they go a step further and they say that When you look at exit polls in European countries and other places around the world, this is what the U.S. government uses as an indicator to see whether they think the election results are legitimate, and we are failing that test here.
And this is something that the U.S. would absolutely squawk about if it occurred in a foreign country, and,
right,
and would say that this is proof that that election is illegitimate when all the anomalies go in the same direction.
Yeah, so this becomes a sign. There's a catalog of these points, these dots, that the recount is trying to explain or connect. So, you know, people who didn't cast their votes for president or in Michigan, you know, it's 80,000 or so. You know, did people really not vote for president, or did the scanners not read them? You know, and then you have other theories too. You know, super high absentee ballot rates. You know, historically almost double. You know, was there some kind of chicanery going on there? Because vote by mail is not the same in these Midwestern states as it is in Oregon. And then you have like a whole bunch of other things where people are saying, well, why is it that the margins of victory, for example, on one type of voting machine, the more paperless machines, favor Trump versus the paper-based machines favor Hillary? Is it demographics or not? These are the kinds of questions that really alarm and bug election integrity activists because they just don't smell right.
Greg Pallas, why is it so important to go through with this recount now, and is anything sticking out already? We're just getting started, right?
Yeah, well, two things. One, don't expect miracles. You remember a lot of the things that bent the election in the first place are bending the recount, like they're trying to stop the Fetrakis team from actually looking at some of the ballots. They're not going to open up, you know, he has to get code. And then they say is proprietary, that some private company owns our democracy. And finally, with these provisional ballots, one of the reasons why there are literally millions, and it seems to have exploded this year, especially among African Americans, is that the Republicans came up with this new system called cross-check, saying you voted in another state, so you can't vote here. Because, you know, Maria Hernandez voted in another state, so you can't vote now in Michigan, Maria Hernandez, and it's just some other Maria Hernandez, but you're out of luck. You got to fill out one of these provisional ballots, and they may have removed your name because of this for wrong reasons. In fact, it's definitely wrong. About 1.1 million voters, about 50,000 people in Michigan were removed from the voter rolls by this system saying that they voted somewhere else. They don't have proof one person did it, not one. 50,000 people in Michigan lost their vote, five times Trump's plurality. Fetrakis has now not only got a fight to find out which of those people, pull them out of the provisional pile, but argue that if they were wrongly removed, that because the usual thing is you get back your registration but not your vote, he's now got to argue that their vote comes back too. It's going to be war. And it's not democracy, but thank God the best thing they're doing here is exposing how the system of democracy has been bent, jacked, fiddled, and I can't.
And in a racist way. I mean, that's the thing that really sticks out.
Well,
it's apartheid. I mean, basically, yeah. I mean, this is what I'm observing is an attempt for white minority rule in the United States. And I know that you both are running out of time.
Yep.
So I will let you both summarize. If you like, Steve, go ahead.
Well, I think that, like Greg said, you know, it's this is going to expose more cracks in an already fragile and very rickety system. And the closer you look, the more likely you will be upset, and there's great reasons to be upset. You know, but if it's in a season where things are completely, have been, you know, very upside down, everything that the mainstream media was telling people turned out not to be true, what happens if in one of these states, either Wisconsin or Michigan, it turns out that some kind of induced hacking error favored Trump's victory? I mean, you know, that's the question that people don't want
to
face.
Send this to them.
And we'll see that what's going to happen there. It remains to be seen. It's only 11,000 votes in Michigan.
Okay,
Not a very big number, 22,000 in Wisconsin.
And so it is technically still possible that things could absolutely be turned around by that. Steve Rosenfeld, thank you so much.
I don't know. It's uncharted territory, and this is where, you know, there was uncharted territory in Florida in 2000, as I'm sure Greg can tell you about.
Okay, a couple quick things. I'm going to get off because that's the Stein campaign on the other line. Your
right
chief
on.
Attorney's on the line asking me a question. Because of the technical information I have, I'm going to get off. But if you want to go to gregpalace.com, and a lot of you saw the movie in Portland as a fundraiser for KBO, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. It's now on Amazon, guys. So it told you how Trump was going to steal the election. And guess what? I feel really bad that I was really right. See you later. I got to talk to Stein.
Thanks so much for calling in. I really appreciate that. Greg Palast, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Steve Rosenfeld, do you have any more minutes left? Can you continue to talk to us?
I can speak a little more.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm not sure where to pick it up here. I mean, the thing is this, you know, the quote lawyers that Greg is talking to are not the lawyers who are driving this lawsuit. It's a different bunch of lawyers. And I hate to say that, but it's true. And it's I don't know how this is going to play out, because there's schisms, you know, within people who are on the inside, who were hired by the Greens, and activists on the outside, and these are all supposed to be our friends who were participants in 2004, and we'll see what happens there.
Well, I'll tell you, the mainstream media certainly doesn't like it. I mean, just looking down the news roll from yesterday from the Google News search, lawyer in Bush v. Gore, the 2016 recount is a folly. Recount bids in three states seem the longest of long shots. That's New York Times. Why I oppose the recount. I'm just going down item after item. Jill Stein files petition. The View grills Jill Stein on recount. What are you trying to prove? I mean, such hostility.
Yeah, this is the thing. People think that it's not worth doing because it's not likely to change the results. And therefore, everything else about the process is irrelevant to look at, which is really kind of patently absurd. It's very, very, very patronizing. I mean, everyone who's listening to this program undoubtedly has to check or verify their checkbook balance. We verify things all the time. Why can't we verify the most important thing that's going to affect, you know, the political course of this country and, you know, in some ways the planet, you know, for the next 4 years and maybe 8 years. I mean, you know, it's just nuts to not go through a process and come up with real answers. I mean, you know, 2 weeks ago, I was approached by the people who filed this lawsuit. It wasn't Jill Stein. It was the people who convinced Jill Stein to file this. And that was when I started writing these alternate pieces. And they were out there trying to convince the Clinton campaign and find big donors who wanted to do this, and nobody jumped in. It was then leaked that the Clinton campaign was being pressured, but they were being briefed. And, you know, the same people who are being quoted in the papers as testifying in these suits, this is not a replay of 2004, folks. And, you know, and I'm sorry, some people in the left basically have a business model where they predict the sky is going to fall every 4 years. That's not what's happening this year. It's a disservice to believe that. The people who are testifying in these recount court cases are computer scientists who have never. These are the people who run computing departments at UC Berkeley, MIT, Rice University, Stanford. This is not the same as a bunch of people who are just. These are PhD mathematicians, academics, who are saying you can't trust the technology. You got to count it by hand because for a zillion reasons, things could go wrong.
You know, and we're going to have to leave it at that because now I have to raise funds for the next 7 minutes. And Steven Rosenfeld, thank you so much for coming on the air with us today. Steven Rosenfeld of alternet.org.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks very much for coming on. Now, we are joined by Membership Central because, as I was saying, we are on this little bitty pledge drive, and it has to be little bitty, but it has to be huge. To my knowledge, we haven't raised any money on this show yet. We have 7 minutes, need to raise about $1,000. No kidding. This means that you need to get on the line right now. Now, you need to get yourself a hoodie. Two reasons for that. One, it's getting cool, and this is perfect hoodie season, and you'll be very comfortable in our zip-up black hoodie with the lovely design on it. component that shows that you listen to KBOO radio. The other reason being that we need the advertising. We need people to see your hoodie and say, KBOO, what's that? What in the world is that? And you need to tell them. So you need to call in right now. That's $20 a month. We'll give you the hoodie. We have your size. We have your partner's size. We have your kid's size. So why not call in right now? 877-500-5266. We also have T-shirts for those of you who just want to get your feet wet at a $5 a month contribution. You can, well, maybe it's $6.25. You can definitely do that. We can make that very painless. It's very easy. The number to call is 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KABOO. This has to be you, and this has to be right now. No kidding. Just in the next few minutes, I was saying just how important this is at this nexus in history. Right now, who knows what's going to happen with this recount? Let me give you a quote that ought to give you some idea of what's at stake here. This is from Greg Palast, who ought to know. Quote, if just a few thousand votes are found in Wisconsin and Michigan, Hillary Clinton becomes president by 276 electoral votes versus 264 for Trump, end quote. That's what it's really about. Now, what are the what's the possibility that we'll go through? We just don't know at this point. I do know that if we vigorously support a recount, if we support community radio, if we fight back now, we'll have a much better chance in pushing back the fascism that is rolling down on us like an incomprehensible colossus. You need to be calling in 877-500-5266. And Ken Jones is here and Ani Haynes to tell you how to do it.
Well, I think you just did, Teresa. That's fantastic. That is 877-500-5266. And you can also do it online, kboo.fm. I'm excited to be here this morning.
Me
it's
too.
The last day of our holiday membership drive, this little quick membership drive where we can throw in front of you, our listeners, the importance of becoming actively involved in independent media and giving you the opportunity this morning to do just that. You're listening to Press Watch because you know how important it is to hear analysis and information that you can use that is relevant to your life, that digs deep behind the headlines and actually dishes up some deep truth. And you heard that this morning with Greg Palast. You heard that this morning. Oh my gosh, the author with Alternet,
Stephen Rosenfeld.
Yeah, right. Yes, you heard it. And now you are, this is that moment where you are helping us raise the money that we need to keep going, because we are an independent media resource and we are ran with your contributions. We are grassroots funded, and right now we're asking you to step forward and be amongst those grassroots at 877-500-5266. Right now is a fantastic time to do it, especially if you haven't done it before. Are you a new member? Could you be a new member? Have you been listening for a while? Are you one of those people that tells me that you love Press Watch and you can't wait for Teresa to be on every week? Well, she's been off for 2 weeks, right? So it's a great little welcome back party as she dishes up that relevant information about this recount.
Well, you know, Ani, I mean, there is so much information about this recount that needs
there
to be
is.
Gotten out there, and there is a couple of reasons for that. One is that you simply can't get, you heard how hostile the corporate press is to this very topic. They don't want to hear it if they cover it at all, and there's very, very little coverage of it. They want to sneer at it in the headline. They want to make damn sure that you're on the message, that you are supposed to have your lip curled at the very idea that we should be counting these votes. And as I said, this absolutely, people don't like to hear this, but yes, it could throw the election. And it could throw the election back the other way. It's very significant. And you only hear about this on KBOO.
And what I was going to say, Teresa, is that you have been covering this sort of election fraud for years here on KBOO. We've talked to Greg Palast over the years. I remember when we were talking to Beverly Harris with Black Box Voting back in the 90s when we started using the Diebold machines. And you know, we were covering that then. KBOO has been on this. And now finally, it is starting to sort of crest in a little bit of national consciousness. And I think that's significant. KBOO is there. Independent media has been there in front of this for 2 decades. And it is so important that you are backing this kind of media effort. If you are somebody who has not been a member of KBOO before, it is super important that you do so at this moment, because we do have $15,000 that has been put up as a challenge to us by the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding Systems to match all new members, all
one,
new memberships.
1 minute left.
So that is so important that you call right now if you've been sort of thinking about it. go ahead, jump on in. $5 a month is a great way to join the station. $10 a month, maybe you can do that. I suggest you give an hour's wage every month, but just participate. Jump on in. Have your money matched by the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding. If you are somebody who's been giving every year, give every month maybe, if you want to give an additional one-time gift, that additional gift will also be matched. And that is such an important thing to do. We're looking to raise $1,000 right now, and we can do it with your support. We've got one line left open, and your support is always generous during Press Watch and during the Radio Zine in general. But we need to ask you to keep on digging in and really keep this independent media resource alive and strong to keep our democracy stronger. Right, Ken?
Do you have a hoodie, Ken?
877.
Oh, yeah. Before we get the number on, I just wanted to give two thank yous. One to James, a renewing member in Salem. And this is what we're asking for. Adam, a new member, came in person, came down to the station, 20 Southeast 8th, just a little half block south of Burnside.
Fun thing to do.
And he's from Southeast Portland.
877-500-5266. Come on down, meet the missus. You can have a cup of coffee. And 20 Southeast 8th is the place to do that. Become a member in person, but become a member right now. That is the main thing. 877-500-5266.
I'm looking at parafoggering through the porthole here at number 106, Studio 2 here at KBOO Portland. Okay, so this means you have a few seconds in which you can still call in. I do recommend that you get the hoodie, as I said, not just for yourself, but because we need the advertising, right? And if you've got a real job, you know what I mean, not a minimum wage job, probably you should do that $20 a month and get the hoodie. So come on and do it. 877-500-5266. I am Audi. Stay tuned for Pear. You'll be glad that you did. And thank you, Pledge Central. Stay tuned to KBOO. We go out to you via 90.7 FM on our terrestrial transmitter and via KBOO.FM to all the ships at sea.
Give to KBOO today during our end-of-year match. Starting November 1st and wrapping up December 31st, donations from all new and increasing members will be matched one-to-one up to $15,000 from the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding Systems. Give an extra gift today or become a member, and your membership will be doubled to support independent community media and citizen journalism at KBOO. Thank you.
Okay, good morning. This is Fight the Empire, and one way you can fight